Now I'd like to introduce Tony Adana, the athletic director of Bishop's University. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you, Kat.
How are you today?
Good. Good to be here. Thank you.
Glad you're here. Thank you for coming. I was hoping that you could tell our community a little bit about the John H. Price Sports and Recreation Center that we have right here in our own backyard.
Yeah. Well, the John H. Price Sports and Recreation Center has been open since 1975, and it's been offering community programs and obviously serving our students and student athletes of both Bishop's and Champlain for 30 some odd years, and it's done a great job in terms of providing an area where both the community and the students can go and recreate and enjoy, some time there where they can recreate and learn the courses, whether they be aquatics or, badminton, or go in and use their fitness equipment and just burn off some stress and get fit as well.
Wonderful. So what you're telling me is that it's open to anyone. It's not just students or faculty. It's open to everyone in the community.
That's correct. It is open to all. And whether you have a membership or not, you can walk up and pay the daily rate and enter the sports center and use the facility. So it's open. It's open for everyone.
And you have obviously a membership that's available, and I would imagine it depends on if you're a resident or if you're not a resident.
And exactly, and you can purchase a membership, whether it be a yearly membership or we've gone to a monthly membership as well, or 4 months, whatever. You can visit our website at www.ubishops.ca/gators and click on the sports and recreation icon at the top, and it'll take you to another page where you can look at rates, you can look at the availability of the facility, and all of those things. We hope to make that website a little bit more user-friendly. It still is something that needs to be revamped a little bit, and we hope to do that sometime in the spring this year.
Sounds like you're being very accommodating.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So I've also heard that the John H. Price Sports and Recreation Center is going to be changing over the next couple of years. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We were fortunate enough to have some money given to us to improve the facility. So we're excited about that. Obviously, as I said, John H. Price Sports and Recreation Center opened in 1975. So it's been 35 years that it's been working and doing a great job, but it is a tired facility and needed to be revamped. And we were fortunate enough through Madame Monique Gagnon-Tremblay to sort of help us with some monies. And our principal, Michael Goldblum, was wonderful in terms of promoting it and helping us get these monies. And so what we're going to do is we're going to expand the facility, revamp things inside, and add a new double gym and add a new arena as well. Our arena, W.B. Scott, as well, is over 30 some odd years as well. So we're going to have a brand new facility in the community, which is sort of exciting for everybody. Our students are excited, and our community also should be excited as well, because they'll have top of the line equipment to be used, and there'll be more availability in terms of time and things for gyms and all of those things, because it becomes really difficult for us during the school year when our students are using the facility to really have a lot of community time available. And there's no doubt that our pool, who's been, it's been really, really wonderful for us to use. It will get, a couple of things done to it, but not much. But still, the aquatics is part of our program that we offer in terms of recreation, and the community has used it a lot. But the other part of it, with regards to the gym time and all of those things, it's a little bit more difficult for the community and the fitness area as well. A little bit more difficult because we don't have a whole bunch of equipment there. So when the students are in, it's a little bit more difficult for community people to kind of, come in and use it the way they'd like to use it.
So Now, I understand that there's going to be a special event coming that'll be able to take advantage of this new facility. Is this also correct?
Are you talking about the recreation for the spring?
I'm talking about the games.
Oh, the Canada Games. Absolutely. 2013, the Summer Games. And, you know, this will help as well with the games in terms of, the facility. Just will be a little bit more high tech, which is, you know, going to be great for the athletes that will use the facility. And, I think it all comes right at the right time. So we're excited about it. I think the John H. Price Sports and Recreation Center will change for sure. And we are trying to sort of direct it more towards a wellness institution, and which is what other universities across the country are doing as well, is heading more towards a wellness center.
So now you refer to it as a wellness center. So does that mean that there'll be, there's kinesiology
It won't be quite as much kinesiology. Basically what's happening is a lot of their universities now are merging their recreation center and student health centers and things. All our counseling health center and recreation, you know, will be in one-stop shop sort of area for our campus community. When you look at wellness, which is where everyone is going, you know, wellness, if I look at the definition, it's a state of optimal well-being oriented toward maximizing an individual's potential. So really what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all of our student athletes and the community to sort of buy into this holistic approach to health maintenance and improvement. We're going to have, hopefully we're going to be able, we already have a doctor on campus, but hopefully we can get another doctor on campus, we can get a nutritionist, we can get a massage, therapy there, and all of the things, I guess, in terms of preventing illnesses, we're trying to get get our people to get the community and our students to be healthier, living a healthier lifestyle. So that's really what we're trying to do by developing a wellness center.
Which is what I'm trying to do with this new show. So
yep.
Great to have you as a partner.
Thank you.
So you had mentioned that there were spring sessions coming up,
mm-hmm.
also. And can you maybe touch on a couple of the ones that might be available to?
Yeah, well, for the spring, again, sort of April, May, again, we'll have, a new course offering for recreation courses. And, again, we're going to continue with the aquatics program, probably some Pilates from you as well.
That's right.
And other, other courses that we usually sort of have in the spring as well.
Now, you do offer programs that are specific to older adults.
Mm-hmm.
This is correct.
Yes.
And you also offer a membership that is available to older adults once they reach the age of 65.
Yes. Well, we encourage everybody from the community to come in and use the sports center for sure, but there is this program that you're talking about. We've had it for a number of years where those older adults that are 65 years of age and over have come in, paid their membership, their one-time membership of $25, which may change as well once we get the new wellness center. That may change. If you come in and show us ID and you're 65 years and older, you can pay your $25 membership, and you can come in and use the sports center anytime that you wish. So I think it's a great opportunity for a number of our more adult members to come in and walk around the campus, use our treadmills, do whatever fitness they may want to do, and help improve their lifestyle.
Great. Okay, well, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I think that's good. We're excited about the expansion, and I think the community ought to be excited as well about the expansion, because it's going to be there for all of us to use, whether it be the students, or the community. It's there for everyone, and I think this is a wonderful thing. We've been waiting 35 years for something like this to happen. This is one of the biggest projects in this area in a long time, so we're excited.
No kidding. I remember when I was in Calgary for the 88 Olympics, and it made such a big difference with our new facilities, and the athletes came and utilized them, and then we had them afterwards. So I can feel the excitement, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations. And
thank you.
I'll look forward to having the opportunity to use the new facility as well. So
thank you
for coming, and thank you for all your information, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
You're welcome.